Shane Ritty is with us. Hey, Shane, thanks for joining us today. Tenakwe.
Tenakwe, Dale. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. Look, it feels as though people are getting mightily frustrated out and about, Shane. And we've also got the polls to talk about, which are encouraging somewhat for the National Party. But what would you say of where we're at here? And can we start with Ashley Bloomfield and him stepping as a wedge between Waipirata wanting to get data and seemingly opting for viewpoints shared to him with the Southern Iwi, saying that they don't want their people's data to be shared with Waipirata? And he stepped right into the middle of the fold. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, hard to explain. Is this the tail wagging the dog? Who's in charge, Ashley or the minister? The minister's made it very clear that he expects the data to be shared, and yet his own chief executive seems to be taking a different path. So that needs a lot of explanation. Look, there must be a way to figure this out. We do data sharing agreements all the time, and there must be a way to broker this in a safe way that lets everyone be happy with what they're looking for. You know, it may be that data can be passed to iwi, who in turn pass it on. And there's a whole data sovereignty group for Māori looking at exactly these sort of issues. I know we saw it through cervical cancer, and I really hope that they've been engaged here. But yes, who's in charge, Andrew or Ashley?
People get a bit precious here, but you're a doctor. Explain that. There's a confidentiality expectation from patients to their doctors that their information won't be shared widely. So how do we overcome that?
That's right. When you sign on with a doctor, they have you sign an agreement that says that you're collecting the data for this purpose and that it can't be used for a different purpose. That's the crux of what we're talking about here. And so this would have been data collected, you know, for routine health needs, and now it's being used for a different purpose. Against that, the Privacy Act does say when there's a health emergency that those prerequisites can be trumped. So there are mechanisms where it just makes common sense for that data to be shared. But, you know, there's data sharing agreements all the time between government agencies. There must be a way to do this. Everyone wants the same goal. Iwi certainly want the same goal. It's just the mechanisms on the way there that need to be figured out.
You saw last week that an effort that was intimate in our Taha Māori ways, literally the vans at the end of the street or knocking on people's doors, waving from the gate. It worked. 3,000 vaccinations that I would suggest Pākehā were unable to get to in Tautukara last week was achieved. You've worked there and you know how important this Kāhui Kite is. What would you say of the success of that effort where the Vax Battalion went north last week?
Yeah, but this should be no epiphany. There's no surprise to that. The closer you take services to the home and the bedside, the better result you'll get, particularly for remote and rural Māori. So this is just an in-action demonstration of what the thinking is. And a really good result, really, really pleased to see that. A little bit disappointed that yesterday, and I think they may have returned to Auckland, so it's not in their hands. Yesterday or Sunday, maybe it was, there was only 140 or 170 vaccines in Northland. That's a very low number for an at-risk environment. But yeah, this is a demonstration of taking the services out to the people in a culturally competent context. Here's what happens.
So there appears to be now chinks in the armour, and that anyone who thought that we were able to contain this ngangara, we need to reassess. Are we being as agile as we need to be in order to chart our way forward?
We haven't been agile right from the end of the last outbreak 18 months ago. There are a number of steps, saliva testing, rapid antigen testing, that we should have undertaken, ICU beds that we haven't. If we look at the Roche Simpson report on 1 June, they said several things. They said it's too complex having close plus, casual plus, just close and casual, do that immediately. Hasn't happened. In fact, a whole new category has been created called high risk. They said Auckland Regional Public Health Service is severely understaffed if you want contact tracing to work. Within a month, you need to employ another 25 full-time equivalents. They employed 12 by the time this outbreak started, and by day 18, staff were severely distressed. So no, we have not been agile, and we have not been a learning environment, and we are paying some of that to our consequence here now with the 100,000 delayed operations and procedures in this first 10 weeks. That's fundamentally because we didn't build enough ICU beds.
Polls are reflecting frustration with the government's performance and arrangements, Nick.
Yes, it is. The social licence is wearing off some of the measures we've discussed here today. People are disappointed that the time has been squandered from end of last outbreak to this, that things don't seem to be as swift and sure with a plan that's consistent and understood. You know, we're understanding that maybe all regions are going to move to the traffic light system, but only a few weeks ago it was Auckland first and then maybe the South Island, and suddenly the plan's changed again. It's just hard to understand where we are in the plan, what is the plan, what is consistent. The science will be consistent. That sort of lends you to think, well, we're not going with the science anymore. It's what the political will is, and that's not good because we need the trust of citizens to do this sort of work.
Shane, thanks for taking our call today, and all the best until we talk next week.
Kia ora, Dale. Ki pai te haerangi I tēnei rā.
Thank you. 21 past 8, and that was Dr. Shane Reti. Ella Henry joins